Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Harvard's women's hockey team is playing for the national championship when they face off against the Minnesota Gophers this afternoon in Minnesota. Joining us to talk about the Crimson's chances, reporter Sam Dinello. He's covering the game for the Harvard Crimson. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
In your preview piece in the Crimson, you write about the team's slow start this season by saying, "This final destination appeared improbable, if not downright delusional." So, Sam, how did they turn it around?
You know, that's a really important question because the turnaround has been so severe. This is the same team that lost 10-2 to Boston College earlier this season, only to come back to beat them 2-1 in the semifinals. But I think if you ask the question to any of the players, they'll say it's all about the return of defender Josephine Pucci, who is a former Olympian, you know, brings great physicality to the ice. But she was out until 2015 with a concussion. So to bring her back was a huge boost to the team, and they ripped off a big winning streak right as she came back.
Would you say that Harvard is built more on stars, or is it more of a team effort or some sort of a combination?
Definitely a team effort, I'd say. As an opponent, it's really difficult because there's never really an opportunity to rest. You know, every line that comes out there is a line that can score goals or defend well. I think on the season, seven different players have recorded 20 points or more, which is just huge. So the fact that you can have anyone out there on the ice to score says a lot about Harvard's team effort.
Now, today's opponent, the Gophers, are the favorites today. Gophers also have that home ice advantage. So what's your take on that?
That's a huge advantage here. Minnesota fans, I think, love their hockey. And the stadium, when it gets loud, really gets loud. So I think Harvard will have to struggle early on to establish their own sort of play in that environment. But I think that will be the first test of whether they're ready or not, just to see how they come out and whether they're able to shake off the nerves and especially the crowd noise.
What do you think they've been doing to prepare for that?
I think they've really been focusing on themselves. This is a theme that Katie Stone drives home, both in press conferences and the games themselves. And Coach Stone also is no stranger to a big game. She was the Olympic coach herself, so I think she brings a wealth of experience to this opportunity, and something she's been reminding the team is just to focus on their own play, because as loud as the crowd gets, the only thing that matters is what happens on the ice in those 60 minutes. You know, I think they're very confident, and rightly so. They've been playing extremely well recently, and they've also played in some tough environments. They had the conference championship of the team a few weeks ago in New York against a very strong Cornell team, but were able to pull that one out quite decisively. So that was a huge confidence booster for them. And here in Minnesota, to beat Boston College, again, which was a huge opponent for them, I think that gives them a lot of confidence heading into this game. So I think they're right where they need to be at this point in the season.
How's the support been from the campus community for the hockey team?
You know, on one hand, it's tough to tell because we are in Minnesota right now, and there's no fan bus connecting Boston to Minneapolis. But I think on campus, it's a safe statement to say that women's hockey is not as popular as it should be, given the talent of the team. That people might be aware of this national championship today, but the community certainly won't be on the edge of its seat, riveted in the same way that the University of Minnesota community is likely to be here.
Right. And, you know, just last week, a lot of sports fans around the whole country were watching Harvard men's basketball one and done in the NCAA tournament, and it's probably safe to say that fewer people are aware of the Harvard women's hockey team in the national championship.
Right, and that's quite a shame if you think about it. No disrespect to Wesley Saunders and company. Obviously, they put together a great run at the end of this year, but this is Olympic-level talent we're talking about. You know, this is a national title on the line. In terms of the size of the stage, I don't think it could get much bigger, and in terms of the storylines heading into the game, I honestly don't think the matchup could get much better.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sam Dinello is a reporter for the Harvard Crimson, covering the Women's Hockey National Championship game today in Minnesota. This is 90.9 WBUR.